If all you want to produce for the web is writing, and writing pure and simple, so whether it's poetry, whether it's prose, whether it's an essay, a recipe, a review, then Scriffin might be the tool that suits you. Unlike a blog or a website, there's no requirement for you to add pictures and text and tags and embed videos and widgets and all that kind of extra stuff. It's just about the writing itself. Creating an account couldn't be simpler. You just provide an email address and you're up and running, and you can create your first writing, as they call them. And each writing allows you the option to give it a title, a subtitle should you choose, and then the text itself. The only tool that you get is a word count, and it tells you how many words there are in each of your writings. You can choose to have different pseudonyms, so you may have a pseudonym who produces reviews, film reviews or whatever, and you may have another one who produces poetry. It's entirely up to you. Each of the writings that you produce can be saved as a draft, and you can continue to work on it until you're ready to the point, you're ready at the point where you want to publish it. And then you simply click on the publish button. It then becomes available and visible through the Scriffin search engine, and other people can see what you've written. So that might be a useful thing for your students to be able to do, to work under the different pseudonyms, to produce writing that other people can see. And then for them also, quite importantly, to be able to see other people's writing. And that might be a particularly useful feature. So if you want students to not just be reading professional authors or historical figures, but to be able to read the writing of people other than themselves, but similar to themselves, then this might be a good way to be able to do those kind of reviews without the intimidation of actually trying to make comments on their peers, because that might be quite awkward or intimidating. So there's perhaps different ways that you can use Scriffin, either as a producer or a consumer of information.